KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Well, if you just tuned in, we're going to be spending some time bringing you up to speed on the referendum project. If you've listened at all, you're well aware of what I'm talking about. And before we get to that, I do want to back up a little bit to that last segment, because if you're listening and you're thinking, you know, well, I'd like to participate in the ABQ God's Talent Season 5 and you missed the information, let me just give it to you quickly, okay? It's going to be at Hoffmantown Church, Harper and Ventura in Albuquerque. Free event on July 14th to attend and see the top 10 finalists that'll perform that night live. Now, if you're thinking, well, I'd like to participate, I'd like to, audition for it. Well, here's what you do. You go to abqgodstalent.com and you'll find all the information there and a place to upload your audition on the website. You need to do that by next Friday. So a little more than a week, June 30th is the cutoff for auditions. Again, it is free to audition. It's free to attend. There'll be prizes for some of the finalists. And actually, if you're a business who'd like to provide prizes for the event, you'll find a way to contact the folks putting it on at abqgodstalent.com. And that just sounds like a lot of family fun. So keep it here for more details between now and probably at least June 30th, or we'll let you know and remind you about the Friday, July 14th, 7 p.m. at Hoffmantown to go check out the show with the top 10 finalists. So lots of fun. In studio with us, Carla Sontag is here from the New Mexico Business Coalition and, of course, Better Together New Mexico. And Carla? I don't know. I was talking to Paula yesterday from from CareNet Pregnancy Center, who, by the way, they're going to be out at Freedom Celebration.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so if you want to introduce someone to the CareNet folks, they'll be out there with us on July 1st at Balloon Fiesta Park, freedomabq.com for details. Okay, so squirrel. Carla Sontag, We've for weeks now been talking about the referendum, and our listeners should be very familiar, but you're welcome to share as much or as little as you want and kind of let us know the landscape, maybe include Reader's Digest for those who are like, what are you talking? I don't know where you've been if you don't know, but...
Yeah, I'll tell you, people that have heard are just outraged by what's going on. But let's run through the bills just briefly so everybody's on the same page.
Let's
let's do an update on what's happening.
And if you go to bettertogethernewmexico.org and click on the referendum project, after Carla goes through these bills, which they're laws.
Yes.
Now they've been passed.
They are laws.
You'll find the information there. But let's walk through it.
Right. So there's six bills that are under referendum, and a referendum is really the people's right to petition the government to get the law put onto the ballot so that people can decide, they can vote. We talked about during the legislative session, we had almost 500,000 emails and phone calls made to legislators asking them not to pass these six bills. So there was a big interest.
And what's the population of New Mexico?
2.1 million.
Yeah.
That's a lot of actions to be taken, and people do care. They tried to get these stopped, but they passed and the governor signed them. They are a law. So briefly, we have House Bill 7, Reproductive and Gender Affirming Health Care. The concern here is that a child of any age can decide to transition to a different sex or get an abortion, and their parents will not be told. So it'll be up to the child to decide that of any age. Senate Bill 397, school-based health centers. So they're putting health centers in the schools where the child can go there and start the process. Now, they're not going to do abortions there, but they will make arrangements for the child if that's what is on the horizon and they've decided to do. Senate Bill 13, Reproductive Health Provider Protections. This provides absolute immunity to anyone that is helping children make life-altering decisions. And again, all of this is done without the parents' involvement. That's what our concern is. Parents' rights. You bring the child into the world, or if you have adopted that child, you did it because you love them.
Yeah.
And you ought to be involved in their life.
Well, you know, it just seems so duplicitous. The government and their rule over our families. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, now when children need protecting, we appreciate it when government entities do the proper things to protect children. But you know, we all know parents who've probably been come down on. Some need to. Some need accountability, mm-hmm. Or correction. But interference, you know, government interfering in parental rights, mm-hmm. which this is, and it's kind of the other side of it. It's the parents aren't involved because they don't know.
That's right.
And they're anyway.
And it's, you know, a subject for a different discussion, but we're not doing a great job of protecting our children. When you look at the Children, Youth, and Family Division, we've had children die in their custody. And so you've got to stop and think, what business does the government have stepping between a parent and a child in a good relationship?
Uh-huh.
And secondly, what are they doing to fix the problems that we've had in the state? So we're not seeing that there is a good government balance on how to take care of our kids.
Right.
And so we don't want to see them stepping over parents' rights. A fourth bill, this is expand Human Rights Act scope. And, you know, on the surface, it's like the rest of them. It may sound okay by the title, but it's putting churches, individuals, and businesses, any entity or person that accepts money from the state government is subject to this law, which will then tell them how they can operate their organization. And so it gets into the case of the cake baker and the photographer.
It's a good reason not to take any money from the government.
Yes. And, you know, when we started the Business Coalition and Better Together, we vowed we would never take government money because I don't want to be beholden to them or subject to their rules. So that's four bills. And then we have two that are involved with election integrity. House Bill 4, voting rights. This one does a whole lot of bad stuff, in my opinion. But one of the worst is that it will automatically register people to vote who are doing business with a state agency without their consent. So while I wish that everybody were engaged and voting, there are some people that have religious reasons or other reasons to not vote. This is against their rights to be registered without their consent. And they'll get a postcard and then they have to go unenroll from voting if they don't want to do that. But it also lets felons vote, and it just goes on and on. Senate Bill 180, election changes. This has a whole lot of stuff. It's about a 172-page law. But the biggest problem that we see is it takes away the public's right to view or oversee the election materials. So now you have a government.
What's the defense for saying that? What?
They don't have a defense. They just say they want to do it because they don't want to be bothered with people asking for election results.
You bother me.
Yes. And so they've already instituted this. It is law now, but it goes much deeper than just election results. So people that are asking for public records that we've been able to ask for over the years are now being denied. These are public information requests that are just flat denied now because of the enactment of Senate Bill 180.
Who gets to see them?
The Secretary of State. So you have the government administering the election.
There's no balance. There's no...
No.
Yeah.
She's the only one now that can train people that will oversee elections, challenge them, or whatever. And then no one can question the results. we have had a lot of cases in New Mexico where an election is won by just a handful of votes. And so the candidate that loses wants to question that. Now they can't.
Okay, so that covers the six laws that were passed in the last session of the Roundhouse, which we covered as they were going through, and people had opportunity. What you said, 500,000 people reached out to the Roundhouse and said, "No, I don't want that."
Right.
And now the process has been started for referendum where so many signatures are needed for each of these laws.
Yes.
To get them put on the ballot in 2024.
Correct.
We've said several times the June 16th deadline to have, was it 180,000 signatures?
Yes.
In total. And that meant a certain amount from each county around, it was the whole state.
But 180,000 per law.
Yeah. Oh, right. 180,000 per law. So, you know, when people went to the places to sign the petition, they typically signed, all or a number of these petitions. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to let you know what's the landscape now. Now we're past June 16th. Did we get enough signatures? What's happening? Carla has all the information. Thanks to the team at Better Together New Mexico and, of course, the New Mexico Business Coalition, nmbizbiz.org, by the way, and Better Together New Mexico, all spelled out, .org. You'll find all kinds of information there. And, of course, there's other organizations that we're assisting with this as well. We appreciate all the work being done. But we'll bring you up to speed where we are now with the referendum project right after the break on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
All right, thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect, and we're going to return to our conversation about what's the landscape of the referendum project now that we're past the deadline of June 16th for getting a number of signatures on petitions for six laws that we're hoping to see repealed. We'll get to the details with Carla Sontag momentarily. I did want to let you know, Freedom Celebration at Bloom Fiesta Park, it's July 1st. On a Saturday, 4:30 is when the gates open. You can get out there probably a little bit before that, maybe as early as 3 or so if you want to get out early to park. Because I just imagine if it's opening up, the gates open at 4:30, there's always people out there standing in line waiting for that gate to open. So I did find out today, you can get out there a little before that. And all the details about Freedom Celebration are on the web at freedomabq.com. You'll find lots of frequently asked questions answered, including stuff like, how do I get there? And we were talking about that today in a meeting, too. It's really important if you're going to Bloom Fiesta Park, because there's some ways you think you can go that may not work. Here's how you get to Freedom Celebration. From Alameda, go north on San Mateo. Simple as that. Or if you're coming south on I-25 and you're at Tramway and I-25, from Tramway and I-25, go south on the frontage road and then turn right on Balloon Fiesta Parkway. Both those ways are ways you'll be able to access Freedom Celebration. But the details, again, at freedomabq.com. A great event that celebrates our freedom in Christ, celebrates our nation's independence, and it's something you do want to tell everyone about and bring someone with you to the event. There'll be great music, family fun, a message from Skip Heitzig, a message of salvation. We see people making decisions for Christ every year at this event. And of course, it'll be followed, the message from Skip followed by fireworks, a free event. If you're bringing stuff out there, we recommend you bring it out in a clear bag because that'll expedite getting into the park. Bags are going to be checked. And there you go, freedomabq.com. So let's continue our conversation with Carla Sontag. And, you know, Carla, as we press on through this, I can almost hear some listeners, because we've talked about it, several times.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some listeners, respect, that are like, you know what? I'm not going to be involved politically. And I was editing, actually, let me put this in context. Skip Heitzig, I think this was an interview he did last year when preparing for the Vision Week at Calvary Church last year, an interview he did with Chip Lusko. And this is some of the comments that Skip had to say. And for our engineer, this is the Skip 1 clip. So let's go ahead and play that.
Paul said, our politio, our political leanings, our citizenship is the English word, is in heaven. So because of that, we have a legal inheritance already established in heaven. That's where we're going to spend the bulk of our time, so to speak. So because of that, you know, we are passing through. Nonetheless, we are to be involved in our culture, right? The prophet Jeremiah said to the people of Israel who were taken captive, look, you dwell in houses, seek and pray for the peace of this city. So that means that necessitates a certain amount of responsibility and involvement in your culture. You can't just shut the door, live in a personal monastery. You do have to stay aware of what's going on, especially in a democracy where the government works for us. That's what they're supposed to do. And we are the people that run the country. So our constitution is based upon our involvement. And so Christians of all people should have a voice in the public square.
So encouraged when I heard that, Carla, because in perspective, keeping the main thing the main thing, we're citizens of heaven. If you're a Christian, you're a citizen of heaven. And this is a temporary home.
Right.
But we have responsibilities while we're here.
Yes.
You know, we read in the Bible about our responsibilities as parents, as husbands, as wives, as workers. I was glad to hear Skip share that. That was encouraging and poignant as far as really keeping things in the right order.
Yes. I was blessed to hear that because one of the things that we do with Better Together is we communicate with about 300 pastors and faith leaders. That is the message we're asking all of them to carry. These issues, the referendum issues, are not, in my mind, political. These are parental rights, election rights. It's our right as individuals, as Christians,
yeah,
to be able to have a system in place that we can feel comfortable with for our children and for ourselves.
Yeah.
And the only way to do that is to be involved, as Skip said.
And I think Eric Metaxas covered it well when he was here. You say these laws, what the referendum, what we're trying to have repealed, it's not a political move. Eric, when he was here, used examples like when the church was nearby as things were happening in Germany during World War II, and many of them were silent. Many or most were silent. This is opportunity for us as Christians to speak up for ourselves and for our children.
Yes, and remember, this whole process, signing the petitions right now, is only to get these laws put on the ballot next year for everybody to vote on.
That's right.
We're not repealing them. We're not making an opinion about them. We're just saying, you know what? We don't really feel that you heard us during the legislative process, so let us voice our opinion by voting on it.
Okay, so now we're past June 16th, and me and probably a lot of other people are like, so what's the deal?
Yeah.
Where are we with this?
Yes, so the June 16th deadline with 180,000 signatures required for every law would have stopped the law from going into effect and put it on the ballot. We did not hit that mark. There were a lot of reasons. I'm not an excuse maker, but I will tell you that we had 90 days to gather those signatures from the end of the session, and we couldn't start on the process until the governor signed it. So she delayed in signing some of the bills, and then we were greatly delayed by the Secretary of State in getting the petitions approved.
So why? Okay. Is that something set excuse me, already in law.
Yes.
As far as the 90 days.
Yes.
So.
And so she had 10 days to respond to us on the petitions, which she did. And she, if you recall, rejected some of them for a hyphen or something minor like that. So we took them back. They were fixed, sent back to her. Then she has another 10 days. Well, in one of these laws that she passed, gives her 30 days. So if the governor takes a couple of weeks to sign it, the Secretary of State takes 30 days to even reply to you, you're 90 days, that clock is ticking. So we got hit hard with that, but it doesn't stop us because our next deadline is July of next year, where we need to get 80,000 signatures. Our goal is still to get 200,000 or more. We want every concerned New Mexican to sign on to these, but we have until next July. So we are thrilled that there are several big churches, Calvary, Legacy, that are taking part of this.
And churches, some small churches.
And small churches, yeah. All over the state.
The body of Christ.
Yes. People are standing up and saying, you've just gone too far. Yeah. And the reason I say it's not political, you see people from all walks of life. We've got Democrats, Republicans, Independents, yeah. Libertarians.
Yeah.
It's not about their party. It's not about politics. It's about right or wrong.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned the petitions are going to be available at various churches, continuing. Now, we're broadcasting from KLYT on the campus of Calvary Church, and they will continue to be here, I believe, before and after midweek and weekend services. Just got word the petition tables will be out at Freedom Celebration.
Great.
So if you're going to be out there at that, that's part of the time you can spend out there. Going and in preparation for that, by the way, no matter where you're going, and you don't have to do this before you go, but it does expedite the process. Better Together New Mexico, under the referendum project, you will see a place where you can find your precinct. If you don't know what your precinct is, and just scroll down. It's a box that says "Find Your Precinct" or "Register to Vote." Click it. It's intuitive.
Yes.
You can have that. If you don't have that with you, fear not. They can assist you at wherever you're getting the petition signed.
That's right. And you want to make sure you sign the petition the way that you registered to vote. So if you had a middle name, middle initial, you need to sign and print your name the way it is on your voter registration. So, and if you're not registered to vote and you want to get registered, there will be people that can help you with that as well.
Oh, so, I like that.
Yeah, it's a one-stop shop.
That's going to help with much more than the referendum. This is something we talk about all the time.
Yes.
If you're not registered, pray about getting registered to vote and pray about voting and pray about how you're going to vote.
That's exactly right. And that's what Skip was saying. That's our roles. What we need to do to take care of our temporary home here on Earth is to be involved.
Okay. Now, you mentioned Skip. I'm gonna go back to another clip from Skip from the same interview. This was just really encouraging to me as far as perspective. In this clip, he talks about God's perspective. We see this. How many times you talk to someone, Carla, they go, I don't even want to look at the news. I wake up, I look at the news. It's all bad news. Don't talk to me about what's going on.
Right.
I don't want to hear about it anymore. Had some real good insight into this. Here's what Pastor Skip had to say.
One of the things I think we lose sight of as believers is the overall perspective that God has. We have our perspective. World news is world news. It's breaking. It affects us. But keep in mind, God has seen every headline ever. The headline of the flood, the headline of the Babylonian captivity, the destruction of the city of Jerusalem by fire. Everything throughout history, he has seen it all. So we get shaken by these things, and we sometimes assign meaning to them beyond what is really important. Yes, White Houses and Congresses and elections are important, and I believe every Christian should be involved in vote. However, the big picture is not our political party on the throne, but are we acknowledging God is on the throne? What is his agenda in the world? It's far more important, and the church is far more important than any political campaign or political party.
Amen. What is God's agenda? And that's some of what we talked about, too, was the things on these laws that were passed.
Right.
You know, they're going to be contrary to what we know God wants as far as our place in raising our children.
Yes, if you read these laws, and there's links on the website, and there are the synopsis of the bill is or the law as well. So you get the short version, but you can actually read the law. But when you read through that information, be thinking about how does this go along with or contradict God's word? What does he say in the Bible about what we should be doing about raising our children and holding legal function within society, and what are we doing about it?
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things, I don't know how often we bring this up when talking, I guess we probably have, as you walk through this and you're having discussions about this, you know, wise as a serpent, gentle as a dove.
Exactly.
That, you know, make sure we're being ambassadors for Jesus.
Yes.
If you have.
And holding firm to that as well, knowing what Jesus told us we should be doing and doing our best to do it. We're all going to fall short, but we've got to try. And as you do that, it should guide your thinking in everything you're doing, in your job, in your family, right, in your relationships. And as you look at your government and what part you play in figuring out, are they doing the right thing according to what your beliefs are in God's word, or are they not?
And we currently happen to be existing and living under in a democratic republic,
yes,
and have the freedom to have a voice, and that voice either like what we are doing with your ballot. So, hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back with more. Carla Sontag in studio with us from Business Coalition or New Mexico Business Coalition, NMBiz, B-I-Z, coalition.org. And you'll also find information about the referendum project we're talking about at bettertogethernewmexico.org. We'll be back with more in our final segment right after the break on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE, ABQ Connect.
All right, we so much appreciate you tuning in daily at 1 o'clock for ABQ Connect. And actually, whether it's ABQ Connect or any of the broadcasts we have throughout the day, of course, right after ABQ Connect is Jay Sekulo. But we have Bible teaching programs throughout the day, public policy programs, of course, over the weekend, lots of music. Here's our desire as we put this content on the air, is that you're blessed by what you hear. Hey, you're always welcome to reach out to us. You can email studio at klyt.fm. We love to be a megaphone for the community. So if you have a free event you'd like others to know about, send the details to that website. It's studio at klyt.fm. Wrapping up a conversation with Carla Sontag. Carla, thanks for coming in again with New Mexico Business Coalition and Better Together New Mexico. So where are we headed? Is there a new end date, the due date for signatures on petitions? And what is there a number other than what we had that we need to hit?
So the new deadline is July of next year. Our goal, though, is to get the signatures done this year, mm-hmm, in October. If we can, that's self-imposed. We have until July, and the new number is 80,000 per law. That will get the law put on the ballot in 2024.
Okay, so if someone's listening and they're like, okay, I went and I signed the petition. Now what do I need to do?
Just pray, because we've got, there are still.
So they don't need to go back and sign, like.
Correct.
The signatures you have are going to be, you know, anything you get now is just added to what you already have.
Correct. That is the way that we see it right now. Now, there are a lot of cases that are in court right now over this whole thing because the Secretary of State, even though we feel we have the right and we have read our state constitution that says we have the right, she's claiming we don't. So there are legal battles brewing. We're getting more attorneys involved now. There was a case today, but please, if you have signed, encourage others to sign. If you haven't, you can go on to, excuse me, the County Resources on our website, Referendum Project at bettertogethernewmexico.org. Find out where the signing locations are. You can go sign, have other people sign. You can download by friends and family the petitions and get them signed for your county and get as many signatures as you want. But above all else, please pray that we have the success in getting this on the ballot so that people can vote in November of 2024.
All right. That's a lot of information, again, about the referendum project. But let me just guide you to those websites if you didn't write them down. Better Together New Mexico, all spelled out. No NM. It's Better Together New Mexico, spell it out, .org. And you'll just at the top of the page, click on Referendum Project. Right now, Carla, I'm on nmbizcoalition.org. Never too early to talk about Summer Bash.
That's right.
Yeah, and this is a fundraising event?
No, this one is not. It's just an event to inform the public. Okay. And we'll have more information posted soon about the speaker and all of that. But I will tell you, they're always great events to come together, have some food, and just you'll learn a lot, but you'll meet some of the most amazing people. It's a nonpartisan event, so you'll meet people from all different walks of life, all kinds of businesses and individuals that are not business owners. It is open to anyone, just like the Business Coalition. We encourage membership by anyone because it takes all of us to make business work in this state.
Right. And of course, you want to thank businesses like John Thomas Jewelers and Evergard Roofing for sponsoring that event coming up in August. Happen to know John. Actually just communicated with him. It's been a while. I need to catch up with the guy.
Yeah, but, great guy.
The Summer Bash Business and Social Hour, August 10th. It's going to be at Revel Entertainment. If you want the details, you can go to nmbizcoalition.org. Just click on the events page. You could still find opportunities for sponsorship for that. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. If you're interested, we do a lot of advertising. Your return on investment for sponsoring an event like this is a really good return for the exposure that your company will get statewide for all of the events that we do. And we'd love to have you engaged with us.
Very good. And of course, on the website at nmbizcoalition.org, at the top of the page, you'll see all the different social media opportunities to connect with them as well. And the two sites, if you leave today's show with nothing else, NMBiz, B-I-Z, that's nmbizcoalition.org, and bettertogethernewmexico.org. And, I'm looking for, looking forward to some good news when we're going to have you back in soon, actually.
Yes, and we'll talk about some other issues, but, we're still moving forward. And you know the most amazing thing? We have got people that have not been engaged ever getting engaged because of this referendum process. That in and of itself has been a blessing.
Is that kind of enough?
Yes, because they've just overstepped their bounds. Yeah. And so we've got more Christians being activated, people who thought, I'm just going to study the Bible and stay out of all this stuff. Yeah. They need to get involved.
And let me revisit what Skip said. Primarily, that's right, study the Bible.
Yes.
But if you're going through there, realize there are places we're reminded to take part in the community that we are in. So we appreciate everyone that has already taken part in this. And if you want information, again, go to those websites. Carla, thanks to you and your team. You guys take your vitamins, man. You're busy.
We are. And I want to give a shout out to my team. I'll tell you, they are working so hard and our team is expanding statewide. So join us, be a part of what we're doing, because we're going to change this state for the better.
All right. Thanks, Carla. Thanks for tuning in today to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.